There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. Performing for us today is Ray Morris, the British musician who hails from the northwestern seaside town Blackpool, was snapped up by Atlantic Records in her late teens and has been making pop tunes ever since. Now in her mid-20s, Morris is set to release her second album next February, a collaboration with producer and now boyfriend Friars, who worked on her debut Unguarded.
Hi, this is Ray Morris, and this is an acoustic version of Do It.
You can write the next line, maybe you've been wasting time. We can make our bodies rhyme, our lives intertwine. And if you've gone gold, you don't let it show. There's a deeper place that we can both go. You tell me that I'm wide-eyed, baby, you're just being kind. Never going outside, we are working overtime. Yeah, I do like when I'm staying the night. With the temperature just right, we could write another duet. Or instead, babe, we could just do it, 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 do it. Let's do something that we might regret. Take your guard down, I can see through it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Call me by my real name, I will keep you entertained. Everybody speculate, we've got things to recreate. Can we do this without all of the lights? With the temperature just right, we could write another duet. Or instead, babe, we could just do it, 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 do it. Let's do something that we might regret. Take your guard down, I can see through it. Do it, 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 do it. Already strong, so I won't have to wait long. For a while now we've been getting on, and it feels like if we could get it on, you'd be more than just someone. We can move things along, we could write another duet. Or instead, babe, we could just do it. Do it, do it, do it,
Ray Morris, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Hello.
Now, you just played a song for us today called Do It, which is the latest single from your upcoming album. And I hear it's all about taking risks. And I thought that's quite reminiscent of your last album, which was called Unguarded.
Yeah.
Is that your approach to music making? Do you just like to throw yourself in and experiment a bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can't help but put my personal situations into the music. And I guess naturally when you're kind of growing up and going through things, there are always opportunities to like try and encourage yourself. So I think with Do It, it was a time of trying to be a little bit more out there and even just kind of wanting to go out more and try things more and dive into things a little bit. So yeah, it was kind of a time that that stuff was going on and it just seeps through.
And you said that it's a kind of follow-up to one of your last songs that was called Cold. Did you mean to write a sequel to that song, or did it just sort of evolve?
Yeah, well, so Friars, who features on that first track, Cold, is a long-term collaborator of mine, and we met, yeah, years ago. We wrote a song called Grow, which was one of the first times I'd written with other people, and we had such an amazing connection that when it came to writing the second album, we just started writing songs, and then it all kind of really clicked into place, and we basically ended up going from being really good friends to being in a relationship during the making of the album, which definitely informed a lot of the tension and energies that went into the songs. And this one was when we really did kind of go, okay, this is happening, we can't do anything about it now, and we just thought it would be funny to kind of link the two, because Cold wasn't really about us, but it was about a relationship, and we were almost role-playing in that, whereas this is real life, which is quite scary but amazing.
So then when you go from being colleagues to in a relationship with your main collaborator, does that kind of change the songwriting process in the studio?
Yeah, it did, actually. We wrote most of the tunes for the album before we actually made that transition, so I'd say about 8 of the songs on the album have this tingly energy, like I said, that was almost our tension in the room, and it was definitely a really special time. And I think, yeah, some of the songs I don't know how they have this special feeling about them, but I think it was that, and then Do It and a couple others came afterwards, which yeah, I think are a little bit more clear and informed because we had all our cards straight. I'm going to play the title track of my second album. It's called Someone Out There.
Someone out there loves you. Someone out there is lonely too. They may not know it, they may be trying to tell you. You may not know till you pass on the street. Your head's turned, your eyes lock, and you feel complete. Someone out there loves you. When the world's got you down and there's no end in sight, do you give up? Keep your shut. When the days are drawn out, feels like nothing is going your way, do you give up? Keep your eyes shut. You can rest assured you're not the only one. Someone out there loves you. On a street, your head's turned, your eyes locked, and you feel complete. Someone out there loves you.
And what about before you were signed? I know you grew up in Blackpool and you were playing music there. You know, what sort of venues were you playing and what was your first introduction to playing music?
Blackpool was a really weird little music scene because I guess, yeah, there wasn't really much of one, but there was this place called West Coast Rock Cafe that was upstairs above a bank, I think. I can't really remember. But it was, yeah, just a tiny little club. So I did the scene there and I played in the local park cafe for a few years whilst I was getting used to the idea of it. And then from there, I kind of went to Leeds and Manchester and Liverpool and was really lucky to have such great cities to explore in that sense. I guess I did some really bad gigs without people having to see them, you know, and I always felt really lucky that I didn't grow up in London for that reason, because I think you're thrust straight into the spotlight there, whereas I had time to kind of make some mistakes and then figure it out.
And the new album is coming out next year. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's called Someone Out There. And I never did an official announcement of that, but I've just been so excited to talk about it that I keep telling everybody. I think my label hate me. So yeah, the song Someone Out There came about when a fan sent me some really lovely gifts around Christmas 2 years ago. And they were really just so beautiful, and scarves made by himself and all hand embroidered and silk and just amazing. And we were in the studio at the time and had this conversation about how maybe it was strange, and we're like, oh, this is kind of weird that he spent all this time doing this, but then how awful it was that we were thinking that, and actually how amazing that this person that I don't know very well has really taken the time to give a gift and an expression of, I don't know, his love for the music or whatever it is, which is so nice. And so it's about the idea that even though you don't know the people that care about you, that there are people out there that really admire and send love. And even if it's just you pass them on the street, it's an exchange that can affect you. So that's the premise of it. And I guess the album isn't all about that, but it's just a collection of ideas in a similar vein. I'm going to play an acoustic version of Reborn.
We shared love, then grew apart, but I never knew. Beginnings won't last. must determine where I go from here. My ghosts have turned to nothing.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Rae Morris, and her new album will be out next February on Atlantic Records. In the meantime, go and download her new single that's called Do It. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have more great live music. And don't forget that you can explore all of our past sessions on monocle.com/radio or on iTunes. Thanks for listening.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.